hands of God that appeared in time of crisis. John, chapter 2, verses 1-11. Let us turn to a book of John, chapter 2, verses 1-11. On the third day a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water," so they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink, but you have saved the best till now." This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. In our lives, there are a lot of difficult problems. Financial problems, health problems, career problems and relationship problems with other people, and so on. We have a lot of problems. We cannot have sunny and clear days for 365 days all the time. In the same way, we do not have pleasant things happening in our lives all the time. In the Sea of Galilee, that Jesus was around all the time, there were storms, too. In our lives as well, there are times that we get windy and stormy weather. But, we get to realize that these time of difficulty becomes our new opportunity. In our country, in 1970s, there was an oil shock. Due to this, we were able to move on from having a small machinery industry, to having a heavy machinery industry. It became our opportunity. Also, in 1980s, through the political and social crisis, the democracy was achieved. In 1990s, when we had a crisis of IMF, all the citizens contributed in collecting gold and we got out of crisis through this. When the world saw this, they were amazed. This became our opportunity to be united in one. Crisis in 2000, this also became our turning point. This helped us to move on to the global era. There is a saying that having a crisis is an opportunity. In faith as well, there are many instances where our crisis becomes the opportunity. First of all, this becomes our chance to meet God and to be closer to Him. Secondly, this becomes our chance to restore our relationship with God, too. When you encounter a time of crisis in your life, I hope you will not get depressed and let down, but hope you will make the most of this opportunity to make a new history. When I meet elderly people at church, they tell me that they are upset because they are getting aged and are getting older even. Do not think that you are getting aged, but think as if you are getting riper. If the fruit is well ripe, one day then the owner will see it with joy. This will be the best product that the owner has produced. Have your hope in heaven. This is about changing the way we think. When the rain has poured out, the land becomes more solid. In the same way, trials, difficulty and agony at times, these make our foundation to be more solid. There is a saying which says, "A good fisherman does not get born in a calm sea." It is the same story with faith, too. When we are weak, we get to depend on God even more, so we become even stronger. But, people show two kinds of responses when they see these kinds of crisis. First of all, there are people that get depressed and let down. They blame on God and blame on their parents. They blame on their leader and blame on other people around them. There are cases of committing suicides as well. The other case is that, when people encounter crisis, they realize the limit of human beings, and they make an effort to get closer to God. An alive fish does not swim through the same way as per the current of the water. An alive fish would go against the current of the water. It would move upwards even. In the same way, an alive faith gets closer to God more in the time of crisis. The Bible shows us that the work of God appeared in times of crisis. When there was nothing else to depend on, when people felt their energy limit was reached, it became their opportunity to experience the work of God. An event of Red Sea getting divided into two parts, an event of Jericho getting collapsed, these all were the signs that the hands of God were there in their times of crisis. The end of human being is the beginning point of God working for end in our lives. The message of today is about the very first miracle that Jesus performed. When there was a wedding party, the wine all ran out of sudden. The issue came up, too. They encountered a problem. They invited all the guests and they had this issue. They did not know what to do. We are going to learn about when and how the work of God was there in this event. First of all, the hands of God were there when they encountered an unexpected event. Let us read verse 3. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." The first miracle that the Lord performed was experienced in the time of crisis. It was not a comfortable time. This event happened when they had to rush through to get things ready. The wine ran out in a house where the wedding was held. Jesus was invited there. The Jews have their weddings for a week normally, and at the time, wine was drink that they used to have in everyday lives. And for sure, whenever there were parties, wine was served at all times. But, in the middle of wedding party, out of sudden, wine all ran out. In a culture of Jews, this would have been quite a big crisis. They could not get wine quickly from anywhere, and how much in panic would have been. But the hands of God appeared in this kind of crisis. It is when the wine was all ran out. When they thought they had a huge issue, they experienced the hands of God working for them. This is the truth. When it comes to faith, we are unable to experience the work of God's hands. When we say that I am able, I have power, I am capable, I have an ability to do this, I can do this. I am not able to do this, I lack a lot in many areas, this is an emergency, the Lord needs to help me, the Lord needs to solve it for me. Like this, when we completely rely on God, we get to experience the hands of God working for us. I am sure that you will also have some areas that you lack some skills in, and there will be some areas that you are unable to solve. For some people, this could be about health, children, or for some people, this could be their business that they are running. Just because of our imperfection, do not be let down. Do not be depressed. Rely on God with a humble heart. Confess that you need to get help from the Lord. In Psalms, chapter 50, verse 15, it says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you will honor me." Here you get to have an opportunity to experience the hands of God that work for you. Ezekiel was like that. Let us look at the 2 Kings, chapter 20, verses 1-6. In those days Ezekiel became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah son of Amoz went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says, put your house in order, because you are going to die, you will not recover." Ezekiel turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, "Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes." And Ezekiel wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, "Go back and tell Ezekiel, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears, I will heal you. On the third day from now you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life. And I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David." When he got sick, he was told that he was unable to live any longer. When he was told that, he clinged unto God with tears. God saw the tears of Ezekiel that depended on God, and extended his life by 15 more years. As per the 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 1 to 20, Jehoshaphat was like that. When the allied troops attacked them, he went up to God and prayed to him. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. He prayed like that. In time of crisis, the voice of God came. Listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you: do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. It said, the result of the war, it does come from human beings, but comes from God. God fought for them. He gave them victory. These all were hands of God, that appeared in a time of crisis. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, are you in crisis at the moment? Are you feeling that you are about to reach your limit? When they had no wine left, they experienced the hands of God working for them. A crisis becomes an opportunity. I hope this becomes your opportunity to encounter God, your opportunity to get closer to God, and also your opportunity to restore the broken relationship with God again. Please do not stay in a crisis situation, all let down and depressed. Let us look upon God. Faith is all about staying positive. It is about fixing our eyes upon the Lord, that solves all the problems. If we look the wind, we will sink into water of the sea. We need to be able to fix our eyes upon the Lord, that calms the wind down. If we look at the illness, we become hopeless. It is all about fixing our eyes upon the Lord that heals our illnesses. When they face times of crisis, they confess that they lack in their skills, and that they are unable to get through this on their own. The wine ran out. When we feel that we lack in something, let us not look for other ways to get the issues solved, but let us confess to the Lord. First of all, the people of this world look for ways that would work in this world. They look for secular and worldly ways to get the issue solved. King Saul as well, after the Spirit of God left from him, he felt like he had no other way. So he went to see a medium. But the people of faith go to God. Have a look at David. Whenever he had difficult time, he only put his hope in God. He asked God only as well. And God was pleased about it. In return, God gave David great wisdom that was not even imaginable, and protection as well as capability. My dear family in Christ, when they told Jesus about the problem that they had, that they no more wine left, the Lord solved the issue for them. We also, when we have issues to solve, which we cannot solve by ourselves, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will take these issues to Jesus, and tell him about these. The hands of God appeared through an act of obedience. Let us read verse 5. His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Obedience is letting things go, putting things down. Have a look at how the servants obeyed their masters. They put everything down. Great faith of servants was that when they were asked to get water, they went to get water. When they were asked to pour water out, they poured water out. It seems that they were foolish. But the hands of God were there. When they obeyed the Lord and did everything that the Lord asked them to do, the water turned into wine and the miracle happened. My thoughts, my experience, my ways as well, bring these down in front of the Lord. This is an act of obedience and this is faith. Countless miracles performed by God, according to the Bible, these happen when our thoughts, our ways, and our stubbornness were put down. When people left everything in the hands of God, for him to take care of all, work of God happened. In the Bible, the widow of Zarephath experienced it. The 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 15 says, "She went away and did as Elijah had told her." So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. What Elijah asked her to do was not the proper way to handle this issue in terms of ethics or morality. But the widow of Zarephath did everything Elijah asked her to do. She did not get worse off. During a famine time, which lasted for 3 years and 6 months even, the jar of flour and the jar of oil did not get empty. When did the leprosy of Naaman get healed? Let us look at the 2 Kings, chapter 5, verses 10 to 14. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, "Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored and you will be cleansed." But Naaman went away angry and said, "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand, and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than any of the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed?" So he turned and went off in a rage. Naaman's servants went to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more, then, when he tells you, 'Wash and be cleansed'?" So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored, and became clean like that of a young boy. It happened when he let go of his own thoughts. In front of the Word, we also need to put our thoughts down. This is a way to experience the power and grace of God. Servants obeyed the Lord by doing everything the Lord asked them to do. The miracles happened as a result. Blessings are the fruit of obedience. It is easy to mistakenly think that obeying is something that a foolish person does. But, in the Bible, difference between blessings, curse as well as people used by God and people abandoned by God, was found in obedience and disobedience. First of all, why did Saul get abandoned? It was because of disobedience. If we look at the 1 Samuel, Saul did not listen to the voice of Jehovah. Saul promised that if he gets to win the battle against Amalekites, everything that they take from there as captives, whether these are human beings or animals, he promised that he would kill all, and as per his wish, Gad allowed him to win the battle. But Saul did not obey according to the voice of God and hid things in the backyard of the palace. When God asked him about it, he did not even repent but told God all the excuses. God was very angry. But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." You did not know that obedience is far better than sacrifice? Because the king did not listen to the voice of Jehovah, God abandoned you. Since then, Spirit of Jehovah left from Saul. This is a result of disobedience. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, servants of the Lord did everything that they were asked to do, and the problems that were in the wedding party, God all solved. Faith should not stay in believing only, but this needs to be shown as a fruit in a form of obedience. This is a faith that is living. When they did everything as per the command of the Lord, changes happened. Let us look at verses 7 to 8. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water," so they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so. The servants did everything they were asked to do as per their faith. Faith is all about moving continuously. When we focus on the work of God and when we move according to this, we get to experience the hands of God working for us. The Lord told us to look at the birds that fly in the sky. He did not ask us to look at the birds that are sitting on the branches of the tree. There are characteristics of birds that fly in the air. It refers to the birds that fly in the air continuously and move around to look for their food. God gives wisdom and blessings to those that work for God's will to be done. In Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, it says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." The Lord did not say that we do not need clothes, shelter and food. He said, "Do not worry about what to eat, what to wear and what to drink." He did not say we do not these things. He also did not say that do not prepare for these. The best preparation is to be made on our side. When Lazarus died, someone had to move the stone door in order to approach him. But, making the dead person to be alive again, this was something that only the Lord could do. Saving souls as well, this is done through people. An angel did not deliver the gospel to the household of Cornelius directly. Through Peter, they heard the gospel. God works through people. Therefore, whatever you do, we need to give our very best in everything we need to do. Our main passage today tells us that the servants worked hard and trusted in their masters. When they were asked to fill the jar, they filled it. When they were asked to serve food to their guests, they served their guests. While they did that, the water turned into wine. This is the work of God, and this is how God works. According to the mission that you got given by faith, I hope you will work hard for the kingdom of God. Have a look at the result that they had after obeying the Master. Let us look at verse 11. It says, "This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him." The Lord allowed the changes to take place. Servants just worked as per the instructions their masters gave them. In this process, a miracle of turning water into wine took place. Doing as per the Lord asks us our beliefs and faith. All the miracles that the Bible shows were the events that took place when people acted as per their faith. When they entered into the river of Jordan, the river got divided. Let us look at Numbers, chapter 3, verse 8. "Tell the priests, who carried the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river." When they went around Jericho, they did not make the sound of a hammer at all, and they allowed the whole area to collapse. In Numbers, chapter 6, verses 12-20 say like this, "Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests took up the Ark of the Lord. The seven priests carrying the seven trumpets went forward, marching before the Ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the Ark of the Lord, while the trumpets kept sounding. So on the second day they marched around the city once, and returned to the camp. They did this for 6 days. On the seventh day, they got up at daybreak, and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner, except that on that day they circled the city 7 times. The seventh time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the people, 'Shout! For the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies we sent. But keep away from the devoted things, so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction, and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury.' When the trumpet sounded, the people shouted, and at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed, so every man charged straight in, and they took the city." These all refer to actions of faith. The Lord today wants us to move in faith. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a time of crisis is an opportunity. Just because this is a crisis, do not be let down. Get through a time of crisis straight away with faith. In a time of crisis, we get to seek God, and this becomes our opportunity to experience the hands of God working for us. It is only the Lord that changes everything. This year, especially, was a year that the world was shaken with a number of events, also inside our country, as well as outside. We had a lot of difficulties. But our people are the people that got through the hard time well in the past. Our faith should be like that as well. Like, a time of crisis becomes an opportunity for us to experience the hands of God working for us. If you have a crisis, take this as an opportunity to get closer to God. And I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to restore the deeper and fuller relationship with God through this. I pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.